This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you have ever experienced a sign from someone who has passed away, call us up and tell us about it. 206-803-ROCK. It was at last night's Foo Fighters show where Dave Grohl shared that he was visited in the afternoon that day by Taylor Hawkins.
I'm very curious to see, like, exactly how, like, what was it? What was, like, because I mentioned before we went to the break, my grandfather being a massive New York Yankees fan and a fan of our country. When we were going to the funeral and all that kind of stuff, a car pulled up that was fully wrapped in like Yankees and American flag stuff all around like the SUV. And it was just like, sometimes I feel like you want it to be a sign, but it still helps kind of with the grieving process.
Absolutely. So last night at the Foo Fighters show, Dave Grohl said they're in San Francisco and they were out hanging on a balcony. And he said that this hawk flew past the balcony and he's watching this hawk. And he said that he swears the hawk turned and nearly kind of laughed at him. And he said, I swear to God.
I did see it on the Foo Fighters social media pages. They posted a video of a hawk going by. And that's a cool story.
Very cool story. And then they ended up dedicating the next song or a song that night, Aurora, to Taylor Hawkins. Apparently, it was his favorite Foo Fighters song.
Yeah. So we still can't find the audio from this concert where he told that story. And somehow, the world of social media, you would think by now, like the video would have been posted. But every night during their concerts, including when we were in San Diego, when they were playing right next door to us, the Foo Fighters will stop before they play Aurora. And Dave will do something like this.
All right. We'd like to do this song every night. This is Taylor Hawkins' favorite Foo Fighters song, so we're gonna do this one for him. If you all know and love Taylor, you gotta f***ing scream it loud right now for Taylor Hawkins, would you? It's the first song we wrote together. We'd like to do it for him.
That's wild.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was Taylor Hawkins' favorite Foo Fighters song.
No, I didn't either. But I love that they make that tribute every single night. And I honestly, for some reason, I don't know what it is about birds, but birds and connecting with people that I know that have passed, it's definitely a real thing for me. I have a friend that died about almost 10 years ago now, and okay. She was really obsessed with owls and had this dress that had an owl on it. And so owls all the time. And I swear, it's about once or twice a year, every year, I have some sort of a owl connection that happens, and it'll make the hair on the back of my neck stand up.
Do you remember one of the more recent ones?
Yes. So, well, when Barrett was brand new and we had just brought him home from the hospital, and I was
they call that newborn.
He was brand new, straight out the chute. I was having a really rough night.
Yeah, when Barrett was freshly purchased.
He was brand new. He was a newborn baby. We were having a rough night. I was in our room crying, just having a horrible time. All of a sudden, there was an owl in the tree right outside of our room, and it was like straight up hooing, talking to me.
Whoa.
And I swear, and Vanessa was a mother too, and I swear, I think it was her just kind of like coaching me through a really bad time.
And I feel like even if it's not, I mean, you never know. I mean, I'm not here to poo-poo it at all, I promise. But like the fact that it's there and it kind of puts you, I don't know, like those kind of things help with the grieving and help
Absolutely.
With the dealing with that stuff. And whether or not it's truly that or not, who knows, you know? Who
oh,
knows?
Yeah.
But it still helps.
It really honestly calmed me down in that moment, and I feel like it was Vanessa paying me a visit.
How tribute is so? This text just came in at 206-803-ROCK. My girlfriend passed away 2.5 years ago, sorry. I've gotten a few signs, and now that you guys are asking this, you're asking this today on her birthday.
Weird.
And our thoughts go out to you, obviously.
Yeah, lots of love.
Wow. That's another person said this one time back in the day when internet was young, my wife and I were playing a video game online. We had played this game multiple times. We never played the same person twice. One time we played this name, and the screen name was Coca-Cola 1414. We played it multiple times. Well, my wife's father used to love Coca-Cola, and his birthday was on the 14th on the month, and on his death day was the 14th as well. So my wife and I looked at each other like, whoa. We had chills up and down our spines. It was really weird.
That is very odd.
Yeah, like these are those moments where it's like you just don't know why they're there. Maybe you're more aware of it because of all those connections, but it's a trip when they do happen.
When the universe speaks to you.
What about you, Danny? Anything?
You know, yes, multiple times, but like the one, and it's not necessarily a sign, but it's just one of those, every single one of, I think, our family members have had something to do with my grandma. And it just at different times, you know, like my mom will smell her perfume around the house and it's just like, there's no one there, you know? I think, but mine with her was, it wasn't necessarily a sign. It was just a really vivid dream. I just had a dream that she came in and was just talking to me and just like, you know, like a whole, like kind of playing with my hair. And it was just like, almost just like staring, and I was just like telling her about my life. And it was just like, you know, 3 years after she died. And it was like, I woke up just like in the best mood, like not scared at all. Not, you know, because you think of that, you think like, oh, you're going to see a ghost or something. It might be scary. But I was just like, I literally called my mom, was like, Grandma visited me last night. Like, this is so weird. And it was just like,
when mom's
those,
like, have you been smoking weed, Daniel?
Yes, I have. No.
Wait, say marijuana how your mom says it.
Oh, marijuana.
Yeah. Dude, same thing with my dad one time. So my grandfather passes away, the other grandfather, but my dad's dad, and they had an awful relationship, and they hadn't talked for like 5 years, and then he died, right? So they didn't have a chance to have any kind of closure. My dad had this dream about seeing his dad, and he was wearing a very, very vivid-looking suit, like very memorable. So now my dad and his mom, my grandma, finally reconnected after the passing of grandpa because, well, you know, a lot was going on, and they were like, we need to make up. We need to finally talk again. And my dad was sharing this story, like, you know, dad just visited me in my dreams, and he apologized and all this kind of stuff, and it was very heavy. And he described the suit, and my grandma starts bawling. Like, I got goosebumps even talking about it. And my dad's like, why? And she's like, that, what you just described, was his favorite suit to wear. And he didn't have that suit when my dad and him were friends or, you know, father-son relationship. So it was like, again, like, who knows what the hell that even means and how that even works in our weird universe. But, you know, of course, I'm like, Dad, have you been smoking pot? No, kidding. But it was still, like, one of those surreal moments.
Yeah, totally.
And it definitely, like, kind of made him feel, put him a little bit more at ease, like how you were talking about how you woke up feeling good. Like, my dad woke up almost feeling like he got closure, maybe with dream version of grandpa, but he still got some kind of closure with his dad that he didn't have before he passed away.
Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.